This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with part four of a five-part series that I'm calling Cleaning Spaces and Places. It's a little bit about cleaning, but it also sort of looks at the little booklet by Robert Boyd Munger called My Heart, Christ's Home. I found it on the internet, and I do have the website on our website if you're interested. And I'm just looking at four of the rooms that Robert looked at in terms of the metaphor of bringing Christ into your home. The scripture is John 14:23. In the NIV version, it says, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." That's pretty cool stuff, if you ask me. So today I'm looking at the rec room. Now, let me read that little few paragraphs that have to do with that. "He asked me if I had a rec room where I went for fun and fellowship. I was hoping he would not ask about that. There are certain associations and activities that I want to keep for myself. One evening when I was on my way out with some of my buddies, he stopped me with a glance and asked, 'Are you going out?' 'Yes.' 'Good. I would like to go with you.' 'Oh,' I answered rather awkwardly, 'I don't think, Lord Jesus, that you would really enjoy where we're going. Let's go out together tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we will go to a Bible study at church, but tonight I have another appointment.' 'I'm sorry,' he said. 'I thought that when I came into your home, we were going to do everything together, to be close companions. I just want you to know that I'm willing to go with you.' 'Well,' I mumbled, slipping out the door, 'we will go somewhere together tomorrow night.' That evening I spent some miserable hours. I felt rotten. What kind of friend was I to Jesus, deliberately leaving him out of my life, doing things and going places that I knew very well he would not enjoy? When I returned that evening, there was a light on in his room, and I went up to talk it over with him. I said, 'Lord, I have learned my lesson. I know now that I can't have a good time without you. From now on, we will do everything together.' Then we went down into the rec room. He transformed it. He brought new friends, new excitement, new joys. Laughter and music have been ringing through the house ever since." I read this, and I first of all, have a very positive reaction to it. I can visually get caught up in the metaphor, and I can actually kind of see walking around the house, going up and down the stairs, and maybe even I can visualize certain parts of it. But there is an aspect that I struggle, particularly those of us that work in cross-cultural settings, is that we may not have the same kind of opportunities for some of the recreational pursuits or the friendship linkages that maybe he's alluding to here in his metaphor. Now, I'm not trying to excuse any of this. Do I think that we shouldn't try to have the Lord with us in all of our activities? I absolutely believe that. But I think that those of us that are out in these other places also have